Well, good morning, it's Pleasure again in the park. So it's 6:42 a.m. on Friday. Once again, we've been blessed with an absolutely stunning morning. These mornings are beautiful, I could get used to this. God, I think last time we had a grey sky. I wanted to have another one, but yeah, so yesterday I posted a boo when I went to the Stratford Canal. That's called the Headstone Aqueduct, and that prompted a boo by Mac. Anyhow, it reminded me of his holidays in North Wales, Llangollen, at the Pontysythe Aqueduct, whatever it's called. I can never get that name, so that's the last time I'll say that. So for this boo, I'm going to call it the Llangollen Aqueduct, because I can't say the name. I think in my boo I said, I might have stumbled over my words like I normally do, and I said that the Headstone Aqueduct was the longest in Britain. Of course it's not, it's the longest in England. It's, I don't think it's anywhere near as long as the one at Llangollen. And so I think I hope that puts that straight. But they're remarkable things really, these cast iron aqueducts, considering what the time they were built and what technologies they had. And obviously canals at that point were the major highways of Britain, transporting goods and whatnot. So I suppose that the engineers had to come up with some solution to get around the natural landscape. It's the same here in Selly Oak, in Selly Oak Park. They cut this bypass called the Lapel Canal from Dorset and Birmingham across to Halves Owen and the Black Country. Basically, it's a shortcut. The difficulty they encountered was there's this tunnel. They put this tiny tunnel, and the roof kept collapsing. So in 1917 they abandoned it, so the Lapel Canal hasn't been used as a completely through canal since, say, 1917. I think it was used just as a local wharf in the Selly Oak Park end, just to store coal at the time in the 20s and 30s. But are amazing things, canals. I love them. So Mac, if you do want to do your boo from the aqueduct by you, I'm sure we'd love to hear that. I know I would. But according to the sign on the Headstone Aqueduct, there was another two on a stretch of 4 miles of the canal. So I think what I might do at some point, I'll go back and find the other two and see if I can do a boo from there. So I'm sitting on a park bench now, just taking a few of the sun rays. I'm a bit tired this morning. I went out last night to take a picture of I went down to the Cotswolds, or the North Cotswolds, just into Worcestershire. The place called Broadway Tower. So I've done a bit from there, which is on my phone, which I'll upload when I process one of the pictures. So I didn't set off till 6 o'clock last night, and I didn't get into half past 10. So I'm a bit tired this morning. So I think I'll just I might just sit here for a bit and soak up the early morning atmosphere. Then I'll go back, have some breakfast, and I'll have at some point upload the boo and have a look at my photos. It's funny how who you meet there, isn't it, really? Because I was standing there with my tripod, lying the shot up, and I was booing about the fact that it was there was nobody around, and suddenly a load of people appeared from behind the tower. So I had to wait for a few minutes for them to clear. And then another photographer appeared, and he went over to say hello to him, and we started chatting. Turned out he was from Canada. He was on a 3-year secondment from work, and he was going back soon. So I had a quick chat with him. That was quite interesting. So it's amazing the people you meet, sharing a common hobby. So I didn't catch his name, but we'd exchanged a few pleasantries. He was telling me about one of the days he went down to the River Severn crossings. There he stood at night, taking a picture of the second river crossing. I was telling him I had a night down there at the original Severn crossing. Right on the side of the motorway, there's a service station with a travel lodge, and I stayed in there one night. And about 9:30 at night, I went out with my tripod. And I got a fantastic photo of the sun going down behind the bridge and all the traffic streaming across at night. So it was a nice quick conversation, 2 or 3 minutes. Right, I'm going to leave you to your Friday. It's okay, thank you for listening. And we'll catch you up in the next boo.